Today's episode, the Civilian Conservation Corps in the Eastern Sierra. The Civilian Conservation Corps, or CCC as it was commonly known, was a public work relief program for unemployed young men that operated from 1933 to 1942. The CCC was a major part of President Franklin D. Roosevelt's New Deal and provided skilled and unskilled manual labor for hundreds of projects on America's public lands. The Eastern Sierra was very fortunate to have been the beneficiary of several important CCC projects. The bill creating the CCC was signed by Franklin Roosevelt on March 31, 1931, and 200 young men from Company 2921 arrived in Lone Pine just 2 months later. The location chosen for their camp is now the site of the Forest Service Lone Pine Campground on the Whitney Portal Road. At its peak, this CCC camp consisted of 4 barracks, a mess hall, and 5 other smaller buildings. Additional Eastern Sierra CCC camps were established at Mammoth Lakes and Colville. Temporary smaller field camps were set up in Big Pine, Bishop, Rock Creek, June Lake, and Levining, which typically would be staffed with 20 young men. Company 2921 got right to work doing trail work and campground construction up Little Onion Valley, constructing a new road to the campground above Glacier Lodge in Big Pine Canyon, building picnic tables, and fighting fires. During their years in the Owens Valley, the CCC assisted in building ranger stations in Lone Pine and Bishop, and backcountry cabins in numerous locations throughout the Inyo National Forest. They cleaned up campgrounds, painted latrines, cleared trails, built small dams, and chopped wood. They even helped build airport landing strips. Some of their most enduring projects were working and helping to complete the Paiute Pass, Bishop Pass, and John Muir Trails. By far the largest CCC project in the Eastern Sierra was the construction of the Whitney Portal Road. The men dug, bulldozed, and blasted their way 8 miles up the Sierra Escarpment, putting in a place a masterpiece of mountain roadway, which provided much easier access to Whitney Portal and the Mount Whitney Trail. Much is owed to these dedicated young men for the many improvements they made upon the land for all of us to enjoy here along El Camino Sierra.